ஷ ிர்டி சாய்பாபா. In earlier episodes, I have presented four chapters from my book titled Great Saints of India. This is the fifth chapter of the book dealing with Shirdi Sai Baba. Chapter 5, Shirdi Sai Baba.
At the beginning of 18th century, a young bearded man with sparkling eyes took shelter in a mosque in Shirdi village of Maharashtra state. Nobody knew from where he had come. He did not speak much and stayed there. The curious villagers started offering food to this stranger, but he never asked anything from them. Sometimes he shared his food with the animals. Soon the young fakir, as he was started to be addressed, started expressing his viewpoints with a few elderly villagers. His simple language of expression and his special power of solving the problems of the poor and the needy made him popular. He was fondly called by the villagers as Shri Sai Baba. Shirdi Sai Baba was a spiritual master who was regarded by his devotees as a saint, fakir and sadguru according to their individual feelings and beliefs. He was revered by both his Hindu and Muslim devotees, and during as well as after his life, it remained uncertain if he was a Hindu or a Muslim. The divine role of Shri Sai Baba of Shirdi in the present embodiment covered a period of about 64 years between 1854, when he made his first appearance in Shirdi, and 1918 when he left his body. However, his 60 years of stay at Shirdi on his second appearance between 1858 and 1918 manifested the depth and expansiveness of his unique role. At that time, India was in a state of cultural and religious mix. The Mughal Empire was vanishing and the British Empire was establishing itself. Western culture and Christianity were slowly entering into the mainstream of Indian life. Religious and cultural intolerance were raising their ugly heads. It could not have been possible for any leader or statesman to bring about harmony among the divergent religious cultural groups in such a situation. It was only a God in human form who could dare and accomplish the task of bringing unity between the different religious and social groups. And herein lies the greatness of Shri Sai Baba. Shri Sai Baba had a large number of Hindu, Parsi and Muslim devotees. Christians and Sikhs also used to visit him. He strongly believed in uniformity of religion and he never distinguished anyone on the basis of caste, creed or religion. This anonymity lent a strange facet to his interaction with the people who came to him for guidance. To the Hindus, he was an orthodox Brahmin with a sacred fire, enjoining the worship of many gods and the devout study of various Hindu scriptures. He lived in a mosque. To the Muslims, he was a fakir, living in a mosque, observing the disciplines of Islam, guiding Muslim seekers along the lines of their own religion. To the Parsis, he was the sacred fire worshipper. His life was a living manifestation of the Sermon of the Christ and of the Eightfold Path of the Buddha. He always made it a point not to return empty-handed those who had come to him in their hour of need and grief. He performed miracles to alleviate the suffering of the poor people. On one occasion, he restored the eyes of a blind elderly, and on another occasion, he lighted a lantern with water when there was no oil to burn it. People realized that this Baba was no ordinary person, but a person with extraordinary godly powers. Such powers are not known or present in normal human beings. Sri Sai Baba preached his principle of love and faith in humanity to all his disciples. By first conferring temporary benefits, he drew unto himself countless souls caught up in ignorance and opened their eyes to the true meaning of life. The miracles which manifested through Sri Sai Baba were just as such were needed to create faith in the people and to make his devotees ethically and spiritually better evolved. He did not perform miracles merely to show his powers. The very strength of his perfect realization caused the miracle to take place. Thus, he drew people from their deluded pursuits after earthly objects of a transitory nature and induced and inspired them to strive for self-realization. Sri Sai Baba's life and relationship with the common man was his teaching. He lived with the common folk as a penniless fakir, wearing a torn cloth, sleeping over a mat while resting his head on a brick, begging for his food. He radiated a mysterious smile and a deep inward look of peace. His most concise message was, "Why fear when I am here?" Those who took refuge in him felt like entering into a journey to reach the divine oasis of love. Wherever the devotee was, Sri Sai Baba made him recognize within himself his highest aspirations and goal. He was beyond the limitations of time and space, and thus caste, creed, position dogmas and doctrines were fundamentally unimportant to him. The immense energy that was manifest in his body was moving and is still moving in a mysterious way beyond the comprehension of time and space. He was always and ever aware of what transpired within the hearts and minds of everyone. This omnipresent and omniscient saint who left his mortal body in 1918 is a living spiritual force that is drawing people from all walks of life, from all parts of the world, into his fold even today. Amazingly, there are a phenomenally large number of instances in which Sai Baba has been literally, physically appearing before his devotees, even decades after his passing out of the physical body. He is constantly and simultaneously proving that he is alive in spirit and responds to our sincere prayers. Today, the world is looking ahead for a magical solution to its problems of cultural, racial, national, and religious differentiation. All intellectual exercises to bring about peace in the world and happiness to mankind are failing. This is because these efforts are not based on humanism, universalism, and love as taught by Sri Sai Baba. The ever-multiplying number of Sai temples and devotees of Sri Shirdi Sai Baba in India and other countries establishes the ever-increasing relevance of his preaching today. The body of Sri Sai Baba of Shirdi cannot be seen, but the magnetic pull of his divine soul is felt by all those who merely think of him, and particularly those who visit his tomb at Shirdi. Sri Sai Baba had made people feel that whosoever would put his feet on the soil of Shirdi, his miseries would end. I have also published an audio book on the subject. The link for the book titled Great Saints of India and the audio book are given in the description part
of this episode.